The Savior of the World, Volume 1, Book 3, Poem 3, Philip and Nathaniel. On the morrow, the fourth recorded day, how well we mark the first days of our stay in a new home, new country. John does more. New life he chronicles from hour to hour, unfolds his memories of fourscore years, fresh, vivid, as what passed but yesterday. Christ went not to Jerusalem, where the scribes who knew the law might give a prophet hearing. A Galilean was he reared, the three who followed him were also Galileans. Wherefore it was that many works were wrought in Galilee of the Gentiles, link between the wider world he came to save and Judah. On the morrow he was minded to go forth into Galilee, and there he findeth Philip. Follow me, said the master, and he followed. We bid those only must obey our word. Was it that Philip had so read the prophets that he knew the Christ when he saw him? Happy those comrades of Bethsaida, knit long ago by converse of Messias, Andrew and Peter, Philip and another. Philip goes forth to find Nathanael, subtle and simple, learned in the law. We have found him, O Nathanael, of whom wrote both Moses and the prophets. Scorn not thou, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Messias out of Nazareth, out of Joseph. Can a good thing come out of Nazareth? Nathanael asked with Jewish scholar's pride. Come thou and see, was all that Philip said, but in the word such strong assurance spake, the other needs must follow. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, saith of him, sword of the Spirit piercing the man's marrow. Behold, an Israelite in whom no guile. Not word of searching praise, how just soe'er should win Nathanael. Whence knowest thou me? Dubious, he asks, and Jesus, ere Philip called thee to me, I saw thee under the tree. So simple words, but as a keen-edged sword, they pierced the heart of this deep-learned Jew. In solemn words, he spake one more first creed pronounced in Christendom. The Son of God, Rabbi, art thou, the King of Israel. Whence knew Nathanael thing that many souls seek after all their days, nor ever find? Was it that underneath the fig tree he had cried out to his God, haste thou the coming of him who shall redeem his Israel? Answered the Lord, because I said to thee, I saw thee underneath the tree, believest? Thou shalt see greater things than these. That ladder Jacob once saw, where angels came and went, that sign shall be fulfilled before your eyes. Ye shall see heaven opened, and the angels coming and going on the Son of Man. That ladder, scaling up from earth to heaven, whereby men's prayers ascend, God's graces come.